This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
I want to welcome everybody to BPN Radio, Breakout Radio Church, here on this Sunday morning. What a delight to have you listening here on BPN Radio. And I just want to welcome to those of you that are listening around the world. And this is going to be a wonderful day today here at Breakout Radio Church. Good to have all of you attending today, and those of you that are listening on BPN Radio, and of course we're pioneering Breakout Radio Church for those who are confined, those who are unable to attend a local church, or maybe you don't have a local church, those of you that are attending around the world, you don't have a home church, maybe you have to work on Sundays, maybe you're confined and can't go to church, whatever your situation is, we are glad to have you here with us at Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning. It is such a thrill to have you here at Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning. And of course, as I said before, we're pioneering Breakout Radio Church for those who are confined, unable to attend a local church. Maybe you've not found a local church, but we are so delighted that you are here with us here on this Sunday morning. And I want to say that if you need prayer, wherever you may be, across America, around the world, we do have, at least in America, we have a phone number for you to call during the broadcast. And the number to call is 605-223-0608. If you can't remember that, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the little church building. You'll see a little church building, and you'll be able to get some information. We have someone standing by to pray with you. If you want to take this number down, it's 605-223-0608, or there is someone to pray with you if you can't remember that number. You just go to the bpnradio.com, scroll down to where you see the little church building, and you click on that. That will give you information to call during this broadcast, or if you want to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, that will give you the opportunity. We're going to pray today before we start our praise and worship. One of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertle, is leading praise and worship this morning. And we're going to pray for the service. Also want you to pray for our friend Kathy Miller, who is the wife of Bishop Tony Miller in Oklahoma City. She's in the hospital in Oklahoma City. Had surgery this week. There's been major complications that have followed. We need to pray that God will give Kathy Miller a miracle today in that hospital in Oklahoma City. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today here on Breakout Radio Church. By the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we just pray that you would anoint this service today here on this Sunday morning, here at Breakout Radio Church, that you would anoint the praise and worship, and you would anoint me as I preach the word today. So very, very thankful for the opportunity to be able to minister to people across America and around the world every Sunday morning. And of course, as this broadcast is replayed throughout the week at 8 o'clock Central Time on BPN Radio. We pray, Father, that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear. We pray that you would anoint our spiritual eyes to see. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint our hearts to receive today in Jesus' name. And Father, we set ourselves in agreement for the complete healing and recovery of Pastor Kathy Miller, a wife of Bishop Tony Miller, our friends for 29 years. And we pray as Kathy is in the hospital today in Oklahoma City, Lord, that you would minister a healing to her, minister a miracle to her. Lord, she needs your help today. We ask God that you would heal her. So we set ourselves in agreement, knowing the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We ask these things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, let's praise and worship today. And Godfrey Bertel is going to lead us in a song that he's written. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Let's all set our face to seek the Lord here today at Breakout Radio Church. Here we go.
My conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Set my face. I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to commander, my warrior, my shelter, my helper, my leader, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God, my shepherd, my shepherd, my gatherer, refresher, rewarder, protector, inspirer, provider, my portion forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just set our face to seek the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We are so very, very thankful and grateful for all of your blessings, O God. And we praise you and honor you and magnify you here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church. I want to read today from the book of Joshua, chapter number 24, and beginning with verse number 14. Joshua chapter 24, beginning with verse 14. Here's what he said. He said, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, we're hearing a lot today about children. There's a lot of focus on children. Even the focus seemed to be on children during the Democratic convention. The Democratic nominee for President of the United States focused much of her attention on children, because that seems to catch people's attention more than anything. The children that are going unnourished, the children that are on drugs, the children that are being orphaned, the children that are being abandoned, the children that are being sexually abused and misused, those that are on the streets. And that seems to be the focus of where our nation is. Without being judgmental, I realize that the ministries today that are getting the most financial support are those who are focusing their attention on the children, the orphans. And, you know, many years ago, I had a very good friend who was struggling as an evangelist. But once he began to focus his ministry on feeding children, his ministry literally exploded. Now, I'm not being critical of that. I'm not being critical of focusing on the children, as long as we're not using it to raise funds or using it for political purposes, because I know that children are in trouble today. But we must understand where the problem lies. Where is the sin at the door? What has happened to America? Listen to the words of Abraham Lincoln. He said, "Strong families make a strong nation. Weak families make a weak nation." And we as a nation here in America, we have been weakened because of weak families. Families that have been broken, homes that have been broken, hearts that have been broken, lives that have been broken as a result of the father, the husband. And so if we want to focus our attention on any people group in America that is going to bring us back, that is going to bring us back to the place where we need to be in God, where we need to be as a nation, we must focus again on the fathers. And we must pray as a church. We must pray for godly generations. You know, the Bible talks about Abraham, and Abraham was the father of many nations. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith," listen to this, "by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He waited for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God." And so we know that Abraham was the man that began to build godly generations. He knew that he could not just do it by himself. So he dwelt in close proximity to his son Isaac and to his son Jacob. And there he began to train them and teach them. You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 17, this is very, very, in Genesis 18, this is very, very important. Genesis 18, verses 17 through 19, "Then God said, shall I keep back from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham is going to become a large and strong nation. All the nations of the world are going to find themselves through him. Yes, I've settled on him." This is from the Message Bible. "Yes, I've settled on him as the one to train his children and future family to observe God's way of life, live kindly and generously and fairly, so that God can complete in Abraham what he promised to him. So why did God choose Abraham? One translation says God chose Abraham because he would command his children to serve the Lord, or he would influence his children to serve the Lord, or he would set the pattern for his children to serve the Lord. So we have a problem in America, and the problem goes back to the fathers. I'm not saying this critically. I'm not saying this judgmentally, but we have a problem in America. We have a problem in America where over 40% of the children live in homes without a father, a one-parent family. In our liberal media, which is becoming more liberal every day, is proclaiming that this is the new norm. Children living in homes without a father is the new norm. And I bear to contest that statement. It is not normal for children to live in a home without a father. It is a fatherless home that is creating so many, many problems in our nation. Most of the prisoners, not all of the prisoners, but most of the prisoners in that are incarcerated today are in prison because they did not have the influence of a godly father. Most of the kids today that are on drugs and are addicted to so many things, including alcohol, is because they were not living in the home of a father, or they were living in the home of a father who was not paying attention. We must understand, as fathers and mothers, our greatest responsibility, our greatest asset is our children, not our home, not our car, not our job, not our business, not our own pleasure. But the greatest asset we have is our children. And we are in trouble today because we live in a fatherless generation. Fathers who have abandoned their children or did not train their children in the way they should go. And the problem continues in this land when fathers do not train their children, do not lead the way in the way they should go. Gene and I celebrate this year. We celebrate 50 years in the ministry. And I have been serving God most of my life, and now I've been in the ministry 50 years. How did this happen? I got here primarily because of godly generations. And the cry for America today is godly generations. And I got here because my grandpa Jim Gentry was a man of God. He served God. He was a farmer. And he would take his children to church in the wagon every Sunday. He would take them to church. He would not send them to church. He would take them to church. And my dad shares about how that when they had revival services at the Baptist church that my dad grew up in as a boy, and my grandpa Jim led his family, said that every night of the revival, they would get in that wagon, that covered wagon, and they would go to church. And sometimes they would get home late at night, and they would have to get up early the next morning and milk the cows and feed the animals and begin to work in the fields. And they would work in the fields all day long until my grandma Gentry called them to supper. And they would come and eat supper. And then they would go immediately after supper, and they would get ready to go to church, and they would get in the wagon, and they would go to church. And sometimes these revivals would last for weeks at a time. But my grandpa Jim was building godly generations. And thanks to Jim Gentry, he trained my dad, who was Orb Clyde Gentry, or O.C. Gentry. And my dad followed in his footsteps. And my dad, every Sunday, in fact, I can count on the number, I can count with two hands the times that I was growing up as a boy that we did not go to church. It was not an option in the Gentry household. every Sunday. We would go to church. And when we were not able to go to church, we would gather around the radio and we would attend radio church by some man of God in some church that was having worship service. But we went to church on Sunday, and we went to church on Sunday night, and we went to church on Wednesday night, and we went to church on Friday night. And I grew up in church, and my father and my mother took me to church. And I remember when I was 5 or 6 years old that my church had a 6-week revival. And every night during those 6 weeks, every night, it was in January and February, and sometimes it was cold in Oklahoma, in Comanche, Oklahoma. Sometimes there was snow on the ground. But every night, my mom and dad took me to church. I did not question it. I was trained to do that. They took me to the house of God. And I was able to experience the power of God. I was able to experience the signs, wonders, and miracles of God. I heard the preaching of the word and people going to the altar to pray. I was not sent to some other alternative ministry. I'm not saying that Children's Church is bad. I'm just saying that my family took me into the main service, and I saw the power of God. I saw the demonstration. There was singing and clapping and worshiping, and there was dancing, and there was leaping up and down from time to time. People going to the altar and getting saved, knowing Jesus. My mom and dad training me, raising up godly generations. And I was taken to church where I served the Lord. So many times now our church is desegregated segregated into different places. And our children many times grow up in church, being sent to a children's church. I know there are many children's ministries, like the ministry of Billy Burns, Billy and Vicki Burns, who took the children into children's church, and they praise and worship God, and they are taught the word. But so many children's churches today are just simply babysitting services. And children grow up in these facilities where they know nothing about God. And it may be time that families begin to worship together. I know we used to do that on Sunday night and Wednesday night, but very few churches now have Sunday night or Wednesday night. So children are growing up and they're not going to Sunday's church. They're not worshiping with their families. They're not seeing how their mom and dad worship God, how they give in the tithes and the offerings, they don't know anything about their pastor. They've never heard their pastor preach. And so, we are becoming a segregated group of people, and we're segregated into different people groups. And particularly it happens when children do not learn how to worship God, do not know how to go into church and behave themselves and sit and listen. They don't have to have a coloring book. They don't have to have an iPhone in their hand. They need to be trained to sit and listen to the preacher and be reverent and listen to the word of God and not sleep in church. You sleep when you get home and take a nap or go to bed, but you're wide awake. And the problem we have in America today is because we do not have godly generations. We do not have godly families. We have forsaken, even as Christian families, we have forsaken the family altar. Husbands and wives have abandoned that time of praying together, agreeing together. We do have a problem in America, and the problem is not with the children. The problem is with fathers and with mothers that are not training their children. They are forsaking the scripture, the command to train your children in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. And so we have abandoned the house of God, and going to church has become an option. And many, many families have abandoned the house of God, and they are not training their children. They've abandoned family times of prayer. So how did I grow up? I was trained. In the morning, we had family prayer. Before we went to bed, we had family prayer. And I was trained. That's how I got in the ministry. It did not just happen. And I know that many people do not have that opportunity, do not have that option. I know that my wife, Jean, was not raised up in a Christian home, but she went to church with some neighbors. But she had that passion and desire to serve God. And then when Jean and I got married, we chose to take our children to church and to train them. It was not an option. We went to church and we trained them in the way they should go. And now my son Rick, he and his wife Ruth are youth pastors in a church in Austin, and they are training their children in the way they should go. And I believe in godly generations, and I'm so thankful that we as a family today are working together. I had the opportunity to work with my dad in ministry, and now my children have the opportunity to work with me in the ministry. And my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, she's my executive assistant. She helps me on BPN Radio. And my son, he's working as a coach. He's working as a youth pastor. He helps me also. And my two of my granddaughters are hosts on BPN Radio. My granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee, she's on every night from midnight till 5 a.m. helping host Night Watch here on BPN Radio. My granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, she hosts a program on BPN Radio every Saturday called Millennial Watch, working with junior high school and college age students. And my grandchildren are serving the Lord. It did not happen automatically. My granddaughter Megan Gentry just got back from a 6-month missionary journey in Cambodia. My grandsons Hunter Gentry, Brock Gentry, went with me to Scotland and England a couple of years ago and helped me in the ministry. They helped me in the ministry, helped me produce programs. What am I saying? I'm saying I believe that God is calling families to work together. Godly generations. What did Joshua say? He said, "You can serve the gods of your of whatever idols that you have set up. That is your choice." But he said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve Jehovah God, the Creator of the universe." And there are so many today in America, they're not serving Jehovah God. They're serving idols. They have set up certain entertainers that they're serving. They're serving the God of pleasure. They're serving the God of sports. They're serving the God of different forms of entertainment, party. Let's have another party. But they are not focusing. So many are not. Many parents are not focusing their families on serving God, teaching them and training them. You know, we look at Noah. The Bible said that Noah. Let me read the scripture here. If you want to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter number 7. It says, this is the genealogy of Noah. I'll read it to you. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations, or a godly man. Noah walked with God. Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was corrupt, and the earth was filled with violence. There was all kinds of things going on. It was so violent that God looked upon, and so corrupt that God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark. You, your sons, your wife, and your sons and your daughters-in-law, they shall go." And Noah, you know, so many people criticize, well, Noah preached all of those years and built the ark, and no one came in except his family. But you must understand that primarily he built the ark for his family. And we as fathers, and we as and you as mothers must realize that the primary purpose that you have in life is the purpose and is the pattern that Noah set. And he built the ark for his family. And he invited others to come in, but they did not come in. But he built it for his family and his sons, his three sons, and their wife, his wife, their three sons and their wives came into the ark and were safe in the time of the flood and the time of destruction. And I am declaring today that God is calling in America for godly generations. And we know that children are important, but the reason that children need to be fed, they need to be ministered to, they need to be helped. And there are orphans today that need to be rescued. All of this goes back to the Father. Where have all the fathers gone? Where is the example of fathers on television? You can't find the example of the fathers. The fathers are portrayed as nincompoops. They don't know how to come out of the rain. They don't have enough sense to come out of the rain. But we must understand that when we begin to rebuild the family altar, when we begin to rebuild the family and declare that we will have godly generations, Satan has torn our nation apart by divorce. And who is suffering the most? Fathers that are leaving, abandoning their children, their wives, or abusing their wives and their children, where there are very few examples of a godly father. And what is happening as a result? Divorce is taking place, and the most damage is being placed on the children, and they are being torn apart. And we just find that there is what my spiritual granddaughter Ray Lynn and her new song says, Love Triangle. And so children are being torn apart. Fathers and mothers that no longer love each other. And the children are reaping the results of divorce. Now, I'm not criticizing you if you've had a divorce. There's so many people getting divorced, but we need, in America, we need to break the spirit of divorce. What is the problem? The problem today is children, but that is not the real problem. The real problem goes back to the fathers and the mothers, particularly the father who did not declare, who did not put his family above his own carnal desires. And there are so many, many today that so many parents today that are living for themselves. They're living for their own desires, their own pleasures, their own happiness. Well, I'm not happy in this marriage. I need to be happy. And even mothers that are abandoning their children and going off with another man because they say, I'm not happy. I deserve some happiness. Let me say to you, your greatest responsibility is to train your children. And I also want to conclude today by saying, you know, you are not there to make your children happy. You are there in your home to train your children in the way that they should go. It is your responsibility. And so many times mothers and fathers are getting divorced because they are not happy with each other. Would you, Sila, would you pause and consider today? I'm not trying to be judgmental, but serving in the ministry for 50 years, I've learned a few things. I've been a pastor for a long time, many years, and the family is the most important asset that we have in America. And families are getting ruptured and being broken apart because of fathers not loving their mothers and mothers not respecting the fathers, fighting in front of the children, infighting, in-house fighting, not having prayer. You know, when a husband and wife does not pray together, we are inviting trouble. You know, it's important for me to get up in the morning and pray, but it's also very important for me to have prayer with my wife, Jean, for us to pray together and to serve God together and to more than just words. We need to be the example. Somebody said, "Well, I'm going to send I'll send my children to church." No, you take your children to church, and you establish the family altar, and pray with your family, and read the Bible, have prayer before the meal, and pray for your family during before the meals that you have. You say, "Well, Dale Gentry, this sounds a little bit old-fashioned today, what you're preaching." Listen to me. We are a nation in trouble. And we think, somehow, that our politicians are going to save the nation. No man is going to save this nation. And no woman is going to save this nation. And I will contest any person or any political group, the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents or the Green Party, I will contest anything that you say. If you say, "We're going to make this nation great again," or "I'm going to make this nation great again," the only thing that is going to make this nation great again is the prayers of the saints. And where's it going to start? Is it going to start in the church? No, it's going to start in the home. It's going to start in the home. Fathers and mothers, particularly fathers. And if there's not a father in the home and the mother has to play that role, I pray for you, and I believe that God will give you the grace to still train your children and to discipline your children. To discipline your children. I'm talking about fathers and mothers disciplining their children. And it's just as important for a father and a mother to take them to Sunday school as it is to send them to Monday school. And so many parents today are leaving the option of going to church to their children. "Sonny, Johnny, do you want to go to church?" "Oh, you don't? Okay, that's all right." Somebody said, "Well, we shouldn't force our children to go to church or force our children to go to Sunday school." Well, then don't force them to go to Monday school or Tuesday school or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday school then. It's more important that they go to Sunday school than it is to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday school. In fact, if you will study the true American story, the true history of our nation, you will find that our children went to school in the church. For over 100 years, the Bible was the only textbook in America. But now we send many parents send their children to a school where they are not allowed to read the Bible, where they are not allowed to pray, where they are not allowed to say the name of Jesus. Oh yes, they're allowed coming this fall. They're allowed to go to the bathroom with each other. They're allowed to be taught about how that they are a God within themselves, because our public schools really does have a religion. It's called secular humanism, and that is that I am the God. You know, the Bible said in the book of Judges that every man did what was right in his own eyes. They thought the way they should think, and they did what they thought they should do. And that is where we are living today. We have become a nation of party animals. And all we talk about, even if you look at the music, even country music today, most of it is, "Let's have a party. Let's go out and get drunk. Let's drink ourselves into oblivion. And let's have a party. Let's have some fun." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to sober up as a nation. We need to sober up and realize today that fathers and mothers are the key to this nation, godly fathers in particular. What did Joshua say? He said, "It's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord." And God said to Abraham, "I'm going to choose you because I know that you will train your children and your future generation." So Abraham dwelt with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He taught them and was an example. And we need godly generations. And if there's anything that I am thankful for, I'm thankful for the generations, the Gentry generations that are serving the Lord. for the Jim Gentry generations and the O.C. Gentry generation and the Dale Gentry generation and the Rick Gentry generation and the Brock and the Hunter and Brock generation, serving God. And today we need to pray for godly generations. And you fathers that are listening today, you need to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if your children are going to a public school or government school, and you see that they are faltering in many areas, or they're going to a secular college and they are being trained against the ways of God, you need to begin to train them at home. I believe in Christian schools, and I believe in homeschools. Why? Because it helps us train. I'm not saying every Christian school. But even if your children are attending a secular school and you are training them in the way they should go, I believe that there will be godly generations, and you must not give up on your children. You must fight for them, and you must declare, we're going to serve God. We're going to serve God. And when they go astray, you need to do spiritual warfare on their behalf. We've had to do it on several occasions when our children were growing up. And so I pray today. Would you help me pray? Father, I pray. Here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning in August, on this hot Sunday summer, from Austin, Texas, to wherever I'm ministering at today, at Breakout Radio Church across America, around the world, I pray for families in America. I pray, oh God, for a turnaround. I pray for a spiritual awakening. I've been a prayer leader for a long time. I've been a national prayer leader since 1985, calling for revivals in America. And I'm calling for a revival in your own life, fathers. I'm calling for a revival in your homes, in your families. I'm calling for a revival in your church. I'm calling for a revival in your city. I'm calling for another spiritual awakening in America. God help us. We are a backslidden nation. And I'm so thankful that there are still preachers and pastors and church leaders. That is what I would call in old church vernacular, lifting up the bloodstained banner, preaching Jesus. Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just another motivational message. Preaching Jesus, the cross, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. And I pray, oh God, for every family today. I pray for every father. And you that have a father that is not a Christian, that does not know the Lord, you need to be praying for your father. And you fathers and mothers need to be training and praying with your children. We got to get back. We got to get back to the main thing. And what is the main thing? The main thing is the fathers. The main thing is the fathers and the mothers. And we're having orphans. And we're having children that are going astray, being left homeless because of the family, because of the father. And we need to focus on fathers and mothers. We need to focus on the family. And I pray for your family today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for you fathers and mothers today that you will train your children. I pray for you grandparents that you will be an example. You'll be an example to your grandchildren. And you will invest in their lives. Maybe paying their tuition to go to a Christian school. Godly generations. And if you don't have, if you're not a recipient of godly generations, you can say today, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to have godly generations. I will have godly children and grandchildren. We will serve the Lord. I pray for you today. In Jesus' name. And I pray that families will pray together and play together and work together. I believe that families need to be working together. Gene and I moved back to Austin, Texas, so we could be near our family. And we have all of our family members here now, with the exception of one. It is, I'm thankful that we can work together and we can pray together and we can play together. And I believe that God is calling families more and more to be together. And maybe that is not geographically possible, but as much as possible, you can be together, even if you have to do FaceTime or Skyping. But we need to be able to work together. All week long, I'm going to, on BPN Radio, I'm going to be playing the program that was broadcast this past week on Amanda Connor's Women in Leadership. And they, Bishop Tony and Kathy Miller, have their three daughters and their sons-in-laws on the broadcast talking about family. And you'll need to be listening this week to the Miller family. And I'm not setting them up as the prime example. I'm just referring to them today that they are family that is working together in the same city, in the same church, working together. We need to be together and declaring, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So I pray for you. I pray for your family. If you have an unsaved father, why don't you pray for him? Maybe you don't even know who your father is. Maybe you grew up without a father. And that is, I believe that God can give you a spiritual father. I'm thankful to be a spiritual father and a spiritual grandfather to so many. I'm grateful for that opportunity. And I'm here today because of godly generations. And I'm here today proclaiming godly generations. And why don't you today, here on this Sunday morning, Breakout Radio Church, why don't you say, as for me and my house, like Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to put away our idols. Gods of pleasure and gods of entertainment. Oh, I believe in having some fun. But we need to focus on the main thing. The main thing is that we're going to serve God. And everything that we do in the light of eternity. Because every one of us are going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. And if you were to die today, let me ask you the question. Where would you spend eternity? Where are you going when your heart quits beating? It's appointed a man wants to die. And I want to pray for those of you today that are not ready to meet God. You're not prepared to meet God. You're not sure today. You can be sure. Or maybe you're a backslider. Maybe you are far away from God today. I want to pray for you. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. You can't just think it. You got to say it. It all begins with your mouth. I have a dentist friend who says people's health problems begin in their mouth. And I believe that people's spiritual problems begin in their mouth. I also believe that our health can be corrected by having a proper care with our mouth. And I believe that our life can be turned around with the words of our mouth. And I want you to say this prayer after me. If you don't know the Lord, or if you're not sure of your salvation, or maybe you're a backslider far away from God, I want you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, say it out loud. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. If you said that prayer, I want to encourage you to get you a Bible and begin to read the red. And I want you to find a church, if possible, that you can attend where the pastor is preaching the gospel, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. A church where they're Where the pastor opens this Bible and they begin to preach. get baptized in water, get baptized in the Holy Ghost, and be faithful to that church, you and your family. And if you do not have a local church, and maybe you are in transition, or maybe you are moving, or maybe you are confined to your house or a hospital room or a nursing home, or you have to work on Sunday, and or you're having to work when they're having church, I want to invite you to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. Breakout Radio Church. I was on the phone this week calling members of Breakout Radio Church. I can't do that all the time, but I want to check on you. I want you to know that you'll be no more than just a name. And we have people that's joining a Breakout Radio Church all across the land. Judy from Prescott, Arizona, and Tammy from Baytown, Texas, and John Massey from Ajax, Canada, and Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, and Lemuel from Temecula, California, and Martina from Valencia, California, Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Pauline from Las Vegas, and Sharon from Marlow, Oklahoma, and the Carroll family from Houston, Texas, and Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma, and Roy from Lubbock, Texas, and Paul from Birmingham, Alabama, and Joe and Linda from Angleton, Texas, and Lester from Waco, Texas. And we have Christine from West Palm Beach, California, and June from Covington, Louisiana. And we have people from across America who are joining the church. This is an invitation for you to join, those of you that live anywhere in the world. And you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church by going to bpnradio.com and scroll down to the picture of the church. It's very simple. You can get information on how you can receive someone to pray with you. There's someone standing by right now to pray with you, and here on this Sunday morning. And you can call that number, and they'll pray with you and visit with you. And you can fill out the membership card and submit it, and we will be sending you information about Breakout Radio Church and our worldwide congregation. And as a pastor, as a man that's been in the ministry for 50 years, I will put you on my prayer list, and I will be praying with you. And we will give you information how you can fellowship with other Christians in different ways, how you can be a community at Breakout Radio Church. So just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and scroll down to the church. You can click on the church, and you can get that information. I want to give you an opportunity right now to contribute to Breakout Radio Church, particularly if you're a member. And I want to give you an opportunity. I'm going to receive the tithes, the offerings, the contributions, and so you can get ready to give today. I will give you some information. If you want to write a check, I'll give you information on that. But if you want to use your credit card, then you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can fill out the information there to give today on BPN Radio. And just go to bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click donate. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. I'll wait on you, because I want to bless you as you give today. You can also make your check to Breakout. Breakout, if you're writing a check, make it to Breakout. And the address to send it to is P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I want to say that one more time. If you're making a check, make it to Breakout, and you can send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Your gifts are tax deductible. Father, I pray for everyone that is giving today, that is sowing a seed into Breakout. Prayer Network, Breakout Radio Church, and I pray for them right now. I ask, O God, that you bless them as they make their checkout. I pray, O God, that you bless them as they prepare their credit card or debit card to give today, in Jesus' name, that you would bless them abundantly and bountifully in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. I want to thank all of you that have been attending Breakout Radio Church. You might tell your friends that this broadcast is replayed on BPN Radio every weeknight at 8 o'clock. And that, of course, is Austin time or Central time that they can listen to this broadcast. And I want to thank you for attending church today here at Breakout Radio Church. I know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. And so I just want to thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. I want to pray for you right now. If you may be sick, afflicted, in the hospital, you may be going through a difficult time, difficult season of your life. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who are sick today, those who need a miracle, those who need healing. I pray for those who are in pain, those who are in physical pain. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would heal them. By your stripes, they were healed. And by your stripes, they are healed. In Jesus' name, I pray for them. In the name of the Lord. Those who are going through emotional pain, maybe stress, anxiety, burnout, I pray for them in Jesus' name. Maybe a divorce. Maybe they're going through a divorce. Maybe a loss of their income. Maybe they've been terminated from their job or their hours have been cut back. I pray for them. Maybe they don't know where their son or daughter is. I pray for them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray for those who are going through a lot of emotional pain, stress, anxiety, whatever it may be. Oh God, I ask, Lord, that you help them because I know there is power in your name. And so we pray in the name of Jesus that you would come and minister to them. And we pray, oh God, in conclusion, for another spiritual awakening in America. We pray for revival in this land, for individual revival, for home revival, for revivals on the job and in the workplace, revivals in cities and churches. Lord, we need you now in Jesus' name. And I bless the people that have been attending Breakout Radio Church today. I pray the blessings of God upon you. May his face shine upon you and cause everything you do to be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have a wonderful day. God bless you for listening and being a part of Breakout Radio Church.